In the 1930s, traveling about parts of our region wasn't very easy. You can ask Bud Rector about that. He was already in his mid-20s by the time the 1930s ended. Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Moats recently sat in on a conversation with Mr. Rector, who will turn 99 later this year and has lived almost all of his life in Yell County. We conclude her two-part report on his recollections of an Arkansas that has nearly vanished.
In part two of this recorded oral history with Bud Rector and J.L. Martin, they touch on some of the one-room schoolhouses in rural Yell County, the dangers of dirt roads, the days of regional gospel quartets, and the use of dynamite to dig graves in the Harkey Valley Cemetery.
Fairview Elementary School up there in the valley used to be a big old log schoolhouse, about big good as this, wasn't it, that schoolhouse was. And that's where I went 8 years, and then I went up there, and Dad wasn't able to board us out of town and put us in the high school down there, so I went 2 years in eighth grade up there. Big old one room, it had big old long recitation benches, you know, a big old pot-bellied stove in the middle of the big old benches on each side of it. Kids froze to death in there trying to keep warm the winter, I guess. We've had a lot of good times up that valley, haven't we?
You bet. A lot of good times and a lot of hard times.
Yes, sir. A lot of hard times.
I've seen that road right out there where that pavement's at with, in the wintertime, with ruts that deep in it, and you have too.
Yeah. I mean,
I tore up three or four cars just coming out of here. I mean,
yeah.
If you met someone, you're just probably getting a ditch.
Yeah, that's right. I remember I drove a bus in 1937. Ray Cornwell was a superintendent down there, and they was going to need a bus driver up there in Harsh's Valley, go clear to where Obed Will Scott lived, you know, just before you get to the cemetery up there around. And it was an old, one of them old wooden buses, you know, the seat down each side, and then just the rail down the center that you set a straddle of, you see. And Buford was hauling logs and lumber with truck and trailer, and it was so bad that he would follow me out of a morning to get me to Shaquille here, where I get down there. And it was dangerous to all get out, but they had 10-gallon gas tank, you know, and I'd set 5 gallons of gas down there where you get in the bus, so I'd have enough of gas to get back to town. Now, that's how, and they'd come along there, you know, them old horse-drawn slips, and them ruts would be about that deep. And here they'd come, they'd fill that up, you know. You'd go in then, boy, that's wonderful. Then it'd come a rain, and the next morning you had to root all that mud and stuff out of there. Old Buford followed me out of many a morning to get me out here with the kids. We had a quartet, didn't we? We sang, traveled around over the country and sang. Yeah. Well, he was, he called him Pete McMullen, the catcher of the baseball team there, and another friend my age, Ray Harkey, and my brother, me and my brother, and Ray Hark and Pete McMullen. He used to have an old tea bottle, and he'd take us, we'd go down to Card Bottom, down out of Nardale, you know, charge a nickel apiece. But we know we had a lot of fun. Harkin Valley Quartet's what we went by. We'd mostly, you know, revivals, what we sang in. We went to Hot Springs. Once sang over radio right there, way back there. I don't know who got us to go down there, but we went down there and sang over the radio. Oh, it must have been, I guess about 25 or 30, something like that.
You used to have what we would call a work day at the cemeteries, and everybody would just quit and go clean up the cemetery and clean up the cemetery, and then they might have dinner on the ground and bring a potluck. I remember a potluck right over here where they sat down and ate one time and had dinner on the ground. You don't see anybody at the decorations. You go up to the Harkey Cemetery and you may see five people up there putting flowers on. Where used to, there'd probably be 50, 75 people up there on a decoration day.
They would, up there in the valley, you know, they'd take that about, dig down them in them rocks and that about them out and dig a grave.
Yeah, Bert Tucker used to. He'd always get Bert to come shoot it with dynamite, you know.
When
take it out. But that's some of the changes I've seen in the remote areas out here where they're at. I mean,
everything seemed like if we grew up, things have just gone from small to bigger, like machinery and everything, building highways, construction work, such as that, you see. Mm-hmm. And used to, didn't have nothing to do with.
Things used to be simple, where you could kindly take care of them. And now it's so much modern technology that changes so much information. Like that information you got, we couldn't have recorded anybody. It's all but word of mouth.
Well, no. Look at there. Look at what that carried that around and record. Telephone you got there, you just do everything on a telephone.
This has been part two in an edited conversation with Bud Rector and J.L. Martin, recorded January 14th, 2012 at Bud Rector's home on Harkey Valley Road in Yell County, Arkansas. This interview was recorded on equipment provided by the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History, located at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. This interview was recorded for the McElroy House Organization for Folklife, Oral History, and Community Action. To learn more about our work at the McElroy House, please visit us online at mcelroyhouse.wordpress.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.
You can read more from Meredith Martin-Motes at her blog, theboileddownjuice.com.